If you use Phantom Wallet or if you use MetaMask, then you need to know about this project, which has just changed everything.
If you're into crypto trading, then you will know that these guys just solved the biggest problem.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
This project is on the cusp of changing everything. And if you use Phantom Wallet, if you use MetaMask, then you need to know about what these guys are doing.
Okay, so not only have these guys solved one of the biggest problems in DeFi, but they have also created something revolutionary. And it is a way to get in on projects early before anybody else, and we will reveal that at the end of the episode.
All right, look, if you've been following us on social media for the past few months, you know that we've been very bullish on a project called Hype. Now, Hype is become one of the leaders of the DeFi sector in crypto. And I think what it's signaling to us, one, is that the market is looking for new and innovative DeFi projects, right? But Hype already has a multi-billion dollar market cap. So today, we're talking about a project that has a tiny market cap. We're talking $2, $3 million, but has the same revolutionary potential as Hype in being a project that has not only solved some of the biggest problems in DeFi, a project that people will understand whether you use Phantom Wallet, whether you use MetaMask, whether you trade on Base, Ethereum, Solana. You are going to understand the potential here is massive.
Okay, I use Uniswap a lot in my MetaMask when I'm trading Ethereum-based tokens. And nothing pains me more than when I go to make a swap, I only get a spot swap only. So that means, you know, it's whatever the market price is at that point. So if I'm trying to trade, you know, $5,000 worth of Ethereum into USDC, I'm only getting what the market is allowing for. But personally, what I would rather do is set a limit order. And that's typically what I can do when I'm using something like BitGet or Blofin. I can set my limit order and it can sell at the price that I want because maybe it lines up with a resistance channel or something that I found. I want to use a DEX because it's decentralized and will allow me to also have a limit order swap. And that is what I love about this project because that is one of the biggest pain points for me where I lose a ton of money on my swaps.
And that's just one amazing feature of this project, which, again, is still sitting way under the radar compared to how revolutionary it could be and is going to be. But then when you look broad scale, like look at crypto right now, from all of the ETFs to institutions to stablecoin regulation in the USA to all of the light, good or bad, that Trump and his cronies are bringing to crypto, it is slowly but surely going mainstream. And the main on-ramp for new people into crypto typically is centralized exchanges or wallets like Phantom or MetaMask. But there's so many problems with the decentralized changing or decentralized exchange or DEX trading. Like it's sloppy, there's slippage, changing between chains is clunky. And that's just going to turn people off crypto. And then on centralized exchanges, well, again, like it's not your coins. So a lot of people like to go decentralized. But there's a huge barrier, a huge friction layer that I think is just begging for a solution. That's why we've seen the rise of Hype. That's why Hype went to multi-billion dollar market cap. And that's why I think the timing in the market is perfect for a new revolutionary decentralized trading ecosystem. And that's what this project is building.
You couldn't be more right on that claim. Another thing that I really like about this new product that is launching is the fact that it has a fiat on-ramp. Again, you talked about ease of use. I don't want to have to figure out how to send money from a bank account into another wallet and then transfer to a DEX. It's copying and pasting too many contract addresses. It's clunky. It's slow. I'm not used to it as a brand new user. What am I currently used to doing as a Web 2 individual who's getting into Web 3? Well, typically, anytime I'm doing anything in Web 2, I'm using my Visa card. I'm entering that data, and I'm getting money on whatever it is that I'm trying to purchase. With a fiat on-ramp, that makes it seamless and easy to bring money into the ecosystem. Let's say another feature I really like is the AI recommendations. You know, let's say this new token comes up. I want to swap. I want to do my limit order. I don't know much about it. However, with this product, I can now see run an AI recommendation about, you know, how much the community trusts it. You know, what's the contract score? Like all these different data points that allow me to make an informed decision before actually making a swap.
Yeah, look, this isn't just another DEX. This isn't just another DeFi project. This isn't even just another multi-chain DEX. This is an entire new DeFi ecosystem that the market has been begging for years that is building multiple solutions to some of the biggest problems in crypto. And the name of the project we're talking about today is Pineapple DEX. The ticker is PAPL on Ethereum.
This is another one of those projects that we love, and it's because it was fair launched and it has a small market cap. On top of that, they're actually doing something that we have already, so we've compared them to Uniswap and, you know, using Phantom. Uniswap has extracted $4.6 billion in fees across your lifetime through all these swaps. They haven't returned anything to the ecosystem. Pineapple and PAPL, what they're doing is they're revenue sharing. So what that means is people who are staking will receive a share in the revenue of all the swaps that are occurring on Pineapple DEX. So imagine this protocol eventually generates $4.6 billion in fees. Well, guess what? That's going back into the community. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love that. And with the fiat on-ramp, with the AI recommendations, and with the multi-chain tools that they have available for ease of access, mm-hmm. I think you're going to see a lot of transactions occurring on Pineapple.
Yeah, I mean, look, if Pineapple DEX is building potentially one of the top multi-chain swaps, they have some of the lowest fees. They're also sharing their revenue and their fees with Pineapple PAPL holders. They also have staking, and they have a ton of amazing catalysts. You know, as we've said multiple times, Pineapple DEX, PAPL is not just a DeFi project. It's not just a DEX. That is just the first of many, many products they're going to be rolling out. They're going to be rolling out things like a Telegram bot to help people snipe entries. They're going to be rolling out things like a launch pad and a way to get in early on projects, which we're going to talk about at the end of the episode. You're seeing the birth of an entire new DeFi ecosystem, and one that has placed an onus on user experience, because that is one of the worst things about crypto is terrible user experience in DeFi, decentralized exchanges, and wallets. It turns so many people off of crypto. But if PAPL can really execute on their mission and their roadmap, this could be one of the biggest DeFi ecosystems of this bull run. And when I see a token at like $2-4 million market cap that has this ambitious of a goal, and this is a serious team with serious experience and serious ambition, this isn't financial advice. I just think personally, I see a token like this and I like the risk to reward here. You guys need to do your own research and make the decision if it's right for you. Nothing in crypto is guaranteed. But when I see PAPL at a tiny market cap with this kind of tech, this kind of team, and this kind of ambition, that looks good to me.
When you go onto the Pineapple DEX website, you can see exactly just how sharp this project actually looks and why users will be flocking to it. Now, there's something that you mentioned earlier in the episode, and that was, you know, gaining access to projects earlier than the rest. And I think that is one other thing that's going to draw a ton of new traders and users to this platform, and that's Pineapple Express. Now, Pineapple Express, and again, this is what gives the token utility. And it's not just the fact that this was a fair launch project, but they're also going to be assisting in the lifeline of other fair launch projects within this ecosystem. So stakers of PAPL will be whitelisted to gain access before the public to new projects that are launched within this ecosystem. So if you stake X amount of PAPL, you will have, you know, a small, let's say 10-minute window to get in earlier than anybody else. To me, that is absolutely massive, because that means you can get in on a project that sits at like a $10,000 market cap before it goes to something like 5 million. The other thing that they have available is the more you stake, then you can get airdropped different tokens that end up getting launched onto the Pineapple ecosystem. So I think like the fact that staking really has something available here is really going to drive a ton of new users.
Think about the lineup of catalysts that Papple has for the coming months and the rest of 2025. First, we have the pineapple decks dropping in the next few weeks. They have all the amazing pineapple juiced features, which is going to be better than almost any other multi-chain decks there is in the world. Then we have Pineapple Express, the launch pad which you detailed so nicely, which will let people get into projects basically before everyone else. That's something that you don't find in many other places in crypto. Then after that, we have Pineapple working on a Telegram bot. So as I've mentioned many times in this episode, this isn't just Pineapple Dex. This is Pineapple building an entire DeFi ecosystem, and we're trying to put you guys onto this, let you know about it early before all these amazing catalysts. When you look at Hype, Hype is a multi-billion dollar market cap. I like it, I hold it in my portfolio. But when you look at Papple with a tiny market cap of $2-4 million, again, not financial advice, but the risk to reward for Pineapple, for Papple, who is building all these amazing DeFi products and projects and platforms in the next coming months, this is something, there's no way I'm going to sleep on this.
Yeah, look, again, this is not financial advice. You need to do your own research. This is our opinion only. This is things that we are looking into. So if you want to learn more, gain early access, you can check out app.pineappledex.com. You can go there, check out, you'll get access, first access to the DEX itself, but also information about all the different airdrops that'll be coming, the staking, the revenue share, all that stuff. So that's kind of where we're going to be checking out, trying to stay in tune with, you know, the launch of this, because it's looking pretty sharp.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. Isn't just a new project that sprouted up a couple months ago. These guys have been around for, the token has been live since February of this year.
It's so been holding up well, too.
The chart has held up very well. I mean, it's a small cap. You know, of course, small cap crypto is risky, but again, not financial advice. We personally like this token. We personally hold this token. We think it's going to do well. You got to do your own research because there's no guarantees in crypto. But when it comes to low caps on Ethereum, I'm not sure there are many with better roadmaps and better technology than Papple.
If you like this episode, make sure to tune into the next one.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.